I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. All the unrest in the Middle East recently has pushed the Israeli-Palestinian conflict into the background. Well, today, an explosion at a bus station in Jerusalem changed that. The bombing killed one woman and injured more than 20 other people. It was the first such attack in Jerusalem in years. The Palestinian Authority in the West Bank condemned it. This attack comes at a time of heightened tension between Israel and Hamas, the group that controls the Gaza Strip. Hamas has been firing rockets into southern Israel, causing injuries there. Israel has responded by launching deadly raids into Gaza. Today, though, the focus is the site of the bombing in Jerusalem. The World's Matthew Bell went there soon after the blast.
Israeli soldiers ushered people away from the scene of today's bombing. It happened right outside the main bus station in Jerusalem. It's a busy part of town where the main highway enters the city, and late afternoon when the explosion took place is a busy time here with lots of car and bus traffic and people on foot. Police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld said a bag containing the bomb was placed on the sidewalk near a crowd of people getting on and off two city buses.
Since the initial attack took place, we've heightened security in Jerusalem in order to prevent any further attacks from taking place. We're also searching for the possibility of a suspect that left the area, and we'll continue to assess the security situation throughout this evening.
Police said they received a call from a merchant nearby about an abandoned bag near the bus station, and it was during the emergency call that the bomb went off. It contained shrapnel that caused injuries and shattered windows in the bus nearby. Police say it would have been more devastating had the bomb gone off inside a crowded bus. Uri Shacham is a medic with Magen David Adom, Israel's emergency service. He said paramedics arrived at the scene to find panic.
At the first, people didn't know what to do. But as the Magen David Adom teams, the professional medical teams arrived here, they arranged the scene very quickly and calmed everybody down and evacuated all the injured person very rapidly to the hospitals in Jerusalem.
Another paramedic, Yuval Yirmiyahu, said he has seen the aftermath of quite a few terrorist attacks in Jerusalem during his career, but not in a long, long time. He said he and his colleagues ran from their office nearby, and they got to the bus station right after the blast.
The first thing I saw, it's a lot of yelling, a lot of people running and yelling and trying to run from this place, and there was a few people that was laid down. This was the casualties that was very badly injured.
Jerusalem's mayor, Nir Barkat, surveyed the damage from today's bombing. He wished those injured a speedy recovery and called on residents of Jerusalem to be extra vigilant. Barkat said this was a cowardly act of terror that won't disrupt normal life here.
And the key is to move on with our lives, to continue with our normal life, normal plans. This alone will decrease the motivation of people that are trying to derail our normal life. They will not be successful doing so.
Jerusalem was hit by a string of bombings on buses and in restaurants during the second Palestinian Intifada that began in 2000. But the last bus bombing happened here back in 2004. In recent years, security in Jerusalem has been tight and things have been relatively quiet. Today's bombing will surely bring back bad memories for many Israelis of the bad old days when terrorist attacks happened on an almost weekly basis. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.